Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your host, Scott Dudley and Maria Wyatt. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Our guest is Esther Castillo. She's a master and
family therapist.
Yes, an MFT, right?
She's an MFT intern, and she's also working towards her doctorate.
You're about to be an extern, right?
Yes.
Like intern to extern?
Yeah, pretty much working and towards the end just in my dissertation.
Thousands of supervised hours.
Yeah, a lot.
Is it like, what is that process like? I mean, did you, when you were becoming, like when you woke up one morning and go, hey, I think I'll be a therapist, was...
That really wasn't my goal, to be a therapist. It was more to be actually into administration, business administration.
Really?
Yes. How I stumbled across this was because of drug and
you
alcohol.
You showed up in the wrong class.
No, actually I was interested in drug and alcohol at a car class. So
that changed you.
That changed me a lot.
The light went on.
Yes.
The inspiration.
Yes.
Have you ever regretted? Have you ever gone like?
No, I haven't. I haven't regretted. Actually, it's been a very much of, I guess, a blessing in disguise. It's been very fulfilling to see different ages, cultures, and understand that people, you know, don't just do drugs or have problems with depression or anxiety. There's something behind that. That's what I've gotten to learn.
Interesting. And PhD, you're going to be a psychologist?
Clinical psychologist.
Wow. Hey, that's a fun hobby, huh?
It's, you know what? I didn't think I was ever going to get there either. I still always think that being a doctor's or a master's is for the people that are elite, the smart ones, the ones that are top of the class, top A's, which they probably are out there. But however, I've understood that it's for anybody who's willing, who has a heart, who has a passion for this population.
And determined.
And determined, exactly. Because it does take determination to do the work, to go out there and stay late up nights and do homework and all that stuff that goes with it.
So PhD, 90% stubborn, 10% passion, 0% smart? I'm thinking there's a little smart there somewhere.
No, well, there is smart. I mean, it does take smartness. I think a lot of it has to do with determination. If you're willing to work and continue with this population, with any population in the clinical field.
I believe that. Too.
You have to have a passion.
And locally born and raised?
Born and raised here in the Pearl Valley.
I can remember not that long ago when all of our PhD type people were imports. Many of them joined the community and became members of the community, but they weren't kind of born and raised here.
No, it's funny how you say that, because a lot of them have said, once I get my degree, if I want to leave somewhere, I'm like, no, there's nowhere to go. I'm here from the Valley. I'm a native of the Valley, so I'm going to stay in the Valley.
Yeah, we had
a tremendous gift.
Yeah, we had Janita Servin. She worked here for us, and she's local from Calexico High School. Mm-hmm. She's a bulldog.
Yeah.
And she also got her PhD, and she's working at the prisons.
Yes. I think it's really important to stay here in the Valley, because a lot of people who need the culture, the competence here in the Valley. So it's really important.
So she's working at the prisons, and you're working to keep people out of the prisons.
Yes.
Yes, that's my goal.
So like competitors, competitors somehow.
That's my goal.
Welcome aboard, Esther. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
This is our third week of, if you've been tuning in, and we certainly hope you have, in a series on post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes.
AKA PTSD. Most commonly associated with wars and veterans. But today we're going to talk about it from the perspective of young adults.
Yes.
So we already did the children's, we did the adolescents, and today we're going to do the young adults.
The young adults.
Yes.
So now some of those could be war people, huh?
Yes, especially from the population from 14 to 26. And the majority of the ones that we haven't seen from the age of 18 to 26 have been either in the war, have been recruited, or have been gone through, I guess, the recent ones that we've had, Afghanistan.
And Iraq.
And Iraq. And a lot of these youth that come back do come back traumatized. They're having severe nightmares and flashbacks, and we have seen youth from the war who have been discharged.
So what is post-traumatic? How does post-traumatic stress happen? How do they get there? Is it just trauma?
No, I'm not guessing it's just trauma. A lot of young adults, in reality, it's what's happening is that a lot of these individuals see things that they probably have never been exposed to, especially the ones that are in war. They'll either see somebody who they died, somebody who they lost, and sometimes dealing with loss and emotions, that could take a trigger. Because just dealing with emotions for young adults, it's something, it's a turmoil, it's an emotional...
It's kind of a naturally keyed up time, huh?
Yes, and a lot of it's because of the roller coaster, because they're used to being adults, and they're going to be adults, they're going to just go in life, and they're going to deal with everything. When they start getting, especially like war veterans, ex-war veterans, they see a lot of emotional stuff there, and that's stuff that they don't know how to deal with. Stuff they're not used to doing.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.